Hello, everyone. You're listening to the latest episode of my podcast, With a Hint of Moonlit Madness. I am PSG Lopes, also known as the Moonlit Goddess. This is going to be a brief podcast. I wasn't expecting to create another podcast so soon, since the one celebrating the release of my latest poetry anthology, Brick by Brick, but I was just so inspired that I had to get this podcast out as soon as possible. As a full-time caregiver, I don't get many chances to go out. Being broke all the time, I just don't have the money for extravagances as small as even seeing a movie in the theaters. Having a birthday just passed, I received a gift card to the local theater and decided to watch the movie The Whale. There's always controversy with casting choices, and we live in a fully conscious and aware society. What makes our country a strength is our diversity. We have so many wonderfully rich cultures, individuals who identify as so many diverse and powerful groups. We must tread lightly and ensure that the art that we create is both sensitive and inclusive and respectful of the groups we are portraying in our stories. I know there were a lot of complaints about the casting choice in The Whale, and many were hoping to cast an actor actually of that stature and exhibited the same struggles portrayed in the movie. However, I felt there were many reasons this casting choice was absolutely perfect. I've been a fat woman my entire life, being fat and dealing with mental health issues. My whole life I've had to deal with the burden of being different and being made to feel like an outcast. I feel that for years, the fat community have been seen as this mobile circus sideshow act and disrespected for a plethora of reasons. I think having Brendan Fraser portray a disabled fat man was so important because it wasn't salacious or made to mock or ridicule. I wasn't focused on my own pain and life struggles as a fat woman. I was focused on the performance. Brendan Fraser gave Charlie a sense of grace and vulnerability that truly was a gift to watch on screen. Even down to him being an online professor refusing to put himself on webcam because of the fear of being ridiculed and not being taken seriously by his students. As a fat woman, being creator is hard enough being a woman. I'm already dinged for being female. But to be a fat woman, the odds of me accomplishing anything takes Herculean efforts. As a fat woman, I've been insulted, condescended, thought to be weak, unintelligent, uneducated, lazy, unambitious, and the stigma of being fat and a woman can be crippling, especially with the mental health issues that I'm already plagued with. It's almost too much to bear sometimes. Relating back to the movie, I appreciated the parallel of linking Moby Dick to the story. At first you hear the title The Whale, and you want to be offended right away because your first thoughts are, how dare you equate this man to a whale? But when you watch the movie, and if you're familiar with the book Moby Dick at all, you know that Ahab's absolute obsession with capturing the whale and Brendan Fraser's character's obsession and failure to come to terms with all of his shortcomings and failures from his failed marriage, failure to be a real father to his daughter, his perception and not being enough to the love of his life, who ultimately passed away, the failure to be a true friend to his partner's sister, who essentially sacrifices her own life to care for Charlie and gives up so much just to ensure his comfort and care. He's constantly apologizing and telling everyone that he's sorry. He recognizes he's flawed. He recognizes his role in hurting the people he loves, but he is powerless to stop the obsessive thoughts that essentially consumed him, just as Ahab faced his inevitable demise with his relentless pursuit of that one whale he just couldn't conquer. There's a lot to unpack here. We see the people in Charlie's life enabling his binge eating habits, the reluctance to send him to the hospital even though Charlie needed help both from a physical and psychological standpoint for years. He clearly dealt with several traumas and they were unaddressed for years. His self-deprecating comments regarding his figure sound like it was a lifelong struggle for the character. The enabling, the consistent access to unhealthy foods, the inability to be the kind of presence for Charlie that could have potentially saved his life, giving him an emotional outlet that could have helped him cope with the losses and struggles of his life, educating the people in his life so that they could properly handle having a friend like that who was in need of so much love and warmth and consideration and care. We live in this society that's very self-care and self-love, and we don't stop to take care of others, and when we do it poorly because we want to get back to our own lives. I'm not saying it's our obligation to care for individuals who have trouble caring for themselves, but I think given the rash of suicides and the increase of people seeking therapy, we have to realize and ask ourselves, why are we losing so many people to mental health struggles? Lack of education, lack of empathy, lack of compassion, the disconnect we have with humanity due to the isolation and toxicity of social media. There are so many things to discuss. And this isn't a finger-pointing contest. There's no blame shifting going on here, but ignoring the issue and attempting to sweep things under the rug isn't working, folks. To me, after watching this movie, speaking from a woman who has been fat her whole life, this movie spoke to me. Not everything has to be a fight or controversial. I've read reviews from this movie saying that it isn't the job of the abused to make amends with those who abuse them. Those who are familiar with my work know that I have never had an easy relationship with my father. I don't see it as Charlie's daughter being forced to forgive her father. She came to him willingly. She offered that first olive branch, even though she was clearly angry, hurt, misguided, and bitter for such a young individual. She, in her own way, was trying to forge some kind of relationship with her father, and they both were working through their grief together. I would give anything to have that chance to try and make amends with my own father. And yeah, there would be screaming and anger and hurt and tears, but I would like to think that we would have gotten through it. I would have tried to make an effort, being who I am now and considering everything I've endured and lived through. I'm not the same person I was before my father got sick. I've grown up so much. I feel that this story was a necessary one. Instead of chastising and condemning people like Charlie, I think there needs to be more understanding of how an individual gets themselves to that level in life. Again, this is solely my opinion based on my own experience growing up and living my life as a fat woman and the discrimination and unfair treatment I've received. Dealing with my own traumas and mental illness and the burden I've put my own family through as a result of it. I'm reminded of the Billie Eilish song, When the Party's Over. The way I've always interpreted that song is that we all hurt each other when we get comfortable enough with each other. Society is one big facade, and when you tear down those barriers and you reveal your true self to others, can people really stomach who you really are and have that mental constitution to remain with you by your side even when the fun is over and done with and you're faced with the harsh realities of life? Life is depressing sometimes, to say the very least. Life isn't always one big gala. You're going to have to get real sometimes and face the hardships and take the good with the bad. The point in Brendan Fraser's casting, in my opinion, was not to make a spectacle of a struggling man's life, but to empathize with him, truly step into his shoes and see the suffering, the despair, and the toll it takes, not just on himself, but those in his life. The movie was a powerful one. I can respect, appreciate, and see others' perspectives, and I can also see how they can be offended or upset by it. But I can also see the necessity for such powerful storytelling, and I really would love to see more stories like this one. Every single person who worked on this movie deserves recognition and accolades, from the director to the individual who wrote the play that the movie was based on, all the actors, every single one of them, and everyone else involved. It was such a treat to be able to watch such a movie. I enjoy movies that make me think and make me feel something, whether it's positive or negative. It's still worth recognizing when something makes us feel anything anymore. Those feelings are what makes us and keeps us human. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my podcast. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this movie. Remember to stay kind and respect each other's differences and opinions. We are all in this crazy world together. Let's make it a better world by choosing kindness over hurt. Until next time, folks.